to fly to the Super Bowl on a private jet. Good luck. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as always on Friday mornings at this hour, brought to you by Sunsinger Wine and Spirits, our buddy Bill Melberg. You can learn about Bill on an evening with the presidents.com. Will, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane. And good morning, Connect FM listeners.
Yeah, Diane's there.
Hi.
Yeah. Well, Bill,
I just heard her do the weather, so I'm not.
Republican politics have certainly been in the news this week as the Iowa caucus 18 days away.
Well, that's right, Stevie, and I might add there are only 8 shopping days left before Christmas. That's 8 days to stop by Sunsinger Wine and Spirits at 1115 West Windsor Road in Champaign, just west of Galen Drive. And they have plenty of fine gift ideas there at Sunsinger Wine and Spirits. But back to your comment about the Iowa caucus and the Republican presidential race. As you know, there was another debate last night in Sioux City, sponsored by Fox News. And last Saturday night, in a highly spirited debate sponsored by ABC News, the 6 leading contenders locked horns in Des Moines.
And joining us to talk about those debates and the Republican presidential sweepstakes are two former presidents, Democrat Bill Clinton.
Good morning, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
And his Republican predecessor, George Herbert Walker Bush.
Good morning, Stevie and Diane. Oh. Great to be here.
Gentlemen, Texas Governor Rick Perry probably had his best debate last Saturday night when he didn't make any gaffes. And he did get off a couple of good one-liners. For example, let's listen to Governor Perry's reply to a question from ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
Should voters consider marital fidelity when making their choices for president? And Governor Perry, in South Carolina this week, you said this is an important issue. Why?
Well, I said that not only did I make a vow to my wife, but I made a vow to God. And that's pretty heavy lifting in my book. When I make a vow to God, then I would suggest to you that's even stronger than a handshake in Texas.
All right. So, President Bush, you're from Texas. Why don't you tell everybody just how strong a Texas handshake is?
It's pretty strong, Stevie. Pretty strong. And I'll give old Rick Perry credit. That was a funny line. Made me laugh.
Well, Governor Perry was also responsible indirectly for former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney's big gaffe of the night. First, let's listen to Governor Romney talking about his appreciation for the value of money.
I didn't grow up poor. And if somebody is looking for someone who's grown up with that background, I'm not the person. But I grew up with a dad who'd been poor. And my dad wanted to make sure I understood the lessons of hard work. And my mom and dad wanted to make sure that I understood the principles that made America the greatest nation on earth. And so they made sure we had jobs as we were growing up. They made sure we didn't spend money foolishly. And they made sure that I had a care and concern for other people. I was able to serve my church overseas. And to meet people there that had very difficult circumstances in their life. I also spent time in this country serving as a pastor in my church. And again, having the occasion to work with people that were really struggling. I saw marriages under great stress. You see, when people lose jobs, marriages get strained, people's health gets affected, people become depressed. And I'm in this race, not because I grew up without means, but because I understand what it takes to get America working again. And I love this country enormously. And understand the principles and understand the specifics that it takes to get America creating jobs again. That's why I'm in the race.
President Clinton, do you think Governor Romney came across as a man of the people with those remarks?
Well, Stevie, as I said after another one of the earlier debates, I do think Mitt Romney comes across as presidential. President of his country club, that is. And he kind of proved my point in his response to a comment by Governor Perry that you alluded to a moment ago. Let's take a listen to that point.
I read your first book, and it said in there that your mandate in Massachusetts, which should be the model for the country, and I know it came out of the reprint of the book, but, you know, I'm just saying, you were for individual mandates, my friend.
You know what? You've raised that before, Rick, and you're simply wrong.
It was true then.
No.
It's true now.
Rick, I'll tell you what. $10,000? $10,000 bet?
I'm not in the betting business, but show you the book.
I've got the book.
And we'll show you.
Well, that joke sort of backfired on Governor Romney, didn't it?
Well, Stevie, let's just say that these days the so-called common man or common person probably doesn't have $10,000 to bet on a few words in a book. So Governor Romney did not help his millionaire image, or should I say billionaire image, with that, dare I say, shallow attempt at humor. Now, had he bet $1 million, that might have been taken as a joke, or if he had bet $10. But the gut reaction of most people hearing Mitt bet $10,000 was that he could easily cover the bet. And that reminded the 99% that Mitt's one of the 1%.
All right, gentlemen, let's listen to another one of the candidates. Here's Michelle Bachmann.
But your question was, who's the proven constitutional conservative in this race? And that would be me. I'm 55 years old. I've spent 50 years in the real world as a private businesswoman, living a real life and building a real business.
That's Congresswoman Bachmann. Any reactions to Congresswoman Bachmann, President Bush?
Well, Stevie, she's got that important business experience. I think that's very important right now.
Gentlemen, do you think she looks presidential? We begin with President Clinton.
Stevie, I think she looks fabulous. In fact, the only reason I'm watching the debates is to watch Ms. Bachmann showing off her presidential looks.
All right, next we have a rather unusual exchange between Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich. But let's listen to Governor Romney first.
Speaker Gingrich and I have a lot of places where we disagree. We'll talk about those.
Why don't you name them?
What, places where we disagree? Let's see. We could start with his idea to have a lunar colony that would mine minerals from the moon. I'm not in favor of spending that kind of money to do that.
President Bush, you once called for America to send humans back to the moon. Do you think Mitt Romney was right to mock Newt Gingrich for wanting to mine resources on the moon?
Well, Stevie, I suppose it depends on what's up there. I mean, hey, does Newt want to mine green cheese on the moon? Or does he have something else in mind? I mean, what kind of resources are actually up there?
Sir, Speaker Gingrich provided a rather unusual musical answer to that very question, and here it is.
Arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron, americium, ruthenium, uranium, europium, zirconium, lutetium, vanadium, and lanthanum, and osmium, and astatine, and radium, and gold, protactinium, and indium, and gallium, and iodine, and thorium, and thulium, and thallium. There's yttrium, ytterbium, actinium, rubidium, and boron, gadolinium, niobium, iridium, and strontium, and silicon, and silver, and samarium, and bismuth, bromine, lithium, beryllium, and barium. Isn't that interesting? I knew you would. I hope you're all taking notes because there's going to be a short quiz next period. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercury, molybdenum and magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum, plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, tantalum, technetium, titanium, tellurium, and cadmium and calcium and chromium and curium. Californium and fermium, berkelium, and also mendelevium, einsteinium, nobelium, and arc, kryptonium, radon, xenon, zinc, and rhodium, and chlorine, carbon, cobalt, copper, tungsten, tin, and sodium. These are the only ones of which the news has come to Harvard. And there may be many others, but they haven't been discovered.
Actually, that's math professor and songwriter Tom Lehrer singing his famous Elements parody of an even more famous Gilbert and Sullivan number from the Pirates of Penzance. On that musical note, we bid farewell and say thank you to Presidents Bush and Clinton for the analysis of this week's presidential debate. But now it's time for our weekly point-counterpoint team. Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, and Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat of Massachusetts. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend. Good morning, Diane, my friend.
Hi.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
And hello, Connect FM listeners.
Gentlemen, our time is short this morning, so I'll ask each of you for a quick comment on the Republican race for the presidential nomination. Who's ahead? Who's behind? Who, if anyone, do you favor? Let's go first to the last Republican nominee for president, Senator John McCain. Senator?
Stevie, my friend, and Diane, my friend, the race seems to be coming down to Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich. Mitt Romney isn't any more popular this time than he was 4 years ago when I beat him for the nomination. It looks like Newt Gingrich could do the same thing to him this time. Both of the current front runners have their flaws, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if someone else becomes the front runner before the race is over.
Congressman Barney Frank?
Stevie, frankly, I don't like Mitt Romney, and I absolutely detest Newt Gingrich. I find Newt Gingrich reprehensible. But on a positive note, as I've said before, I appreciate Rick Perry's rugged good looks and his Texas swagger.
All right. Congressman Frank, once again, you had the last word for today. Because it's time for us to take a short break, but when we come back, political humorist Bill Malberg will be bringing us another one of his obscure Christmas songs, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. You need to get to Prairie Gardens, 3000 West Springfield in Champaign. They are totally Christmas.
Yeah.
Totally beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Prairie Gardens has been locally owned and operated for so many years, and they've got it all. The tree room is stunning.
Mm-hmm.
All the fabulous lights, all the ornaments, all the trim, all the accents, the Santas, the tree skirts, the stockings, the angels, the reindeer, the garlands, the tree toppers, the candles, and the fragrance. That's what you're going to smell when you go into Prairie Gardens. It is fabulous. And it's a destination. They got some free, what do they have, coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some cider. Some hot chocolate possible.
Yummy.
It's all free as you walk around and enjoy the ambiance of this great store.
Mm-hmm.
Locally owned and operated for 50 years. The place to visit for Christmas. It's a destination. Be sure to stop by in the coming days to make sure that you feel this spirit and all the beautiful arrangements and the things the decorators have done there.
It's the boutique with the jewelry and the scarves,
ladies,
and purses.
You've got to go see some of those.
The match. Now, oh, my goodness.
You've got a fabulous accessory department for this boutique with those women's accessories, and they're sparkling. They're warm and soft. They're sharp. They're cool.
Love it.
Prairie Gardens, Springfield and Duncan, 3000 West Springfield in Champaign. Visit Prairie Gardens today. Back with political humorist Bill Malberg, Wall Street Report coming up.
Body and Soul Sports specializes in athletic footwear and running equipment. Their staff is very knowledgeable, can help you find the best shoe to match your feet. You can even complete a gait analysis to observe your foot type and strike pattern. No matter what type of athlete you are, Body and Soul has the right shoe for you. And coaches, don't forget the team sales that give you the same great service at great prices. It's never too late to start training for the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon. Visit Body and Soul to get set up with everything you need to be successful this year. Body and Soul Sports, located at Dunlap Avenue in Savoy. Visit bodyandsoulsports.com.
Whether I'm training for a marathon, kickboxing, or lifting, I train to add muscle and build my inner strength. I am proud that I was born this way, driven. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. You can find me on a Coast Guard cutter, along with my shipmates, who are a lot like me, driven and committed to our country and the safety of our citizens. We were born for the Coast Guard.
If you were born ready, learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Surprise the wine lover in your life with a hometown favorite from Alto Vineyards. Alto Vineyards not only has a huge selection of wines, but they have tons of gifts, perfect for any wine connoisseur. Stop into Alto Vineyards for a complimentary tasting and let our employees guide you to the right wine for a gift or for yourself. Alto Vineyards is a Champaign-Urbana and Illinois favorite. Visit altovineyards.net or stop by Alto Vineyards on North Duncan Road off Route 150 in Champaign.
All right, we've got the Wall Street Report coming up next. Stand by. It's Friday. This is December 16. We'll find out what the markets are doing here in the early trading. And congratulations to Illinois Volleyball. Back with political humorist Bill Malberg. And Bill, with Christmas just over a week away, I know you have another obscure Christmas song for us this morning. What are we going to hear today?
Well, Stevie and Diane, this is a song that was a big hit with the Swedish side of my family, the Malberg side. My grandfather in particular used to laugh every time he heard this one. In fact, it's still a favorite with Swedish and Norwegian Americans all across the upper Midwest. And here it is.
My wife says to me, let's not drive the old coupe. Give shop horse again. They've on the horse open sleigh. The horse was awful mad. If he could talk, he'd say, "You'll be sorry you hitched me to a von horse open sleigh." Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. It ain't fun like it used to be in the von horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. I should have worn long underwear in the von horse open sleigh. Snow, with the cold wind in our face, I can't hold the horse, he thinks he's in the race. He throws snow on us, it hits us on the chest. I bet that we're the coldest Swedes in the whole darn Middle West. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. My wife sure ain't sleigh bells since she rode that one horse sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle. Awful dark, I can't see beyond my nose. I can't blink my eyes, my eyeballs must be froze. I can't hear my wife yet, and I can't see her face. I guess I must have lost her when I turned at Johnson's place. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. I nearly caught pneumonia in the one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle. I wouldn't make brass monkeys ride in the von horse open sleigh.
Yeah. There you have it.
Okay, everybody, back to the barn.
Jingle bells sung by?
Sung by Stan Borison.
Ah.
And that song was written in 1954 by a fellow named Harry Stewart, who sang it as a character he created called Yogi Jorgensen. And when Harry was killed in a car accident a couple of years later, Stan kept the funny songs going with his own Swedish accent, all of which were a fun part of my childhood Christmases. A lot more fun on my dad than Scandinavian Christmas food like lutefisk and glug. Yuck! You ever have lutefisk?
No, I've never had...
You know what it is?
What is it?
Lutefisk, no.
Well, it's fish that's been laid out and live for about a week, and I mean, it's just awful. How about glug?
No, never had that either.
Well, that's kind of a tasty mix of, it's a alcoholic thing with cinnamon put in it and all kinds of stuff.
I go for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. You betcha.
Yeah. Of course, the various Christmas songs and Christmas foods, Christmas traditions from around the world, all part of what makes the Christmas season very special. Bill, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. We'll talk one more time before Christmas. That'll be next Friday.
Absolutely. See you then.
Bill Melberg and eveningwiththepresidents.com and eveningwiththepresidents.com. All right. Who's going to go on the private jet to the Super Bowl? We'll find out Monday morning. Be listening. Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the weekend.
This is Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. We'll meet back Monday and have a great weekend on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM.